shakalaka.
The year is 1993, and it starts off as a kind of crazy on January 5th. Washington State executes child murderer Wesley Allen Dodd.
Oh, that's a shame.
By hanging. I mean, I don't think it is, but that's
the thing is by hanging.
Like, right, yeah, that's the important
in
part.
In 1993.
Oh, that's first, actually good then.
First legal hanging in the United States since 1965. Crazy. First legal hanging in the United States by 1965.
Since judicial 1965,
hanging.
Yeah.
I know. Dodd chooses his death by hanging when condemned, and most states allow you to choose it, and then even if it gets declared unconstitutional, you can still be executed by that chosen method. February 26th of that year is the World Trade Center bombing, which killed 6 people and injured over 1,000. March 22nd, the Intel Corporation ships the first Pentium chips, and in April of 93, one of the greatest video games of all time is released to arcades by Midway. That's an opinion, but...
No, that's a fact.
Okay, I think it's an okay opinion. It's acceptable.
You think, you think it's just my opinion? No, that is a fact.
No, okay. Seamus, this is coming from someone whose favorite game is Atari Blackjack. So, I know. You know.
Because it is the greatest game.
Listen, it's a pretty good game.
It's a pretty good game, right? Thank you.
See, now you're getting Jake into this? Oh, boy.
how would you play with the paddle controller?
Okay, we're doing a whole episode on Atari Blackjack next. Because you heathens don't know.
It's the next closest thing to a trackball, okay?
Right, exactly. Who doesn't love a good paddle controller? That game is NBA Jam. NBA Jam was Midway's third basketball video game after TV Basketball in 1974,
nice.
Which was a Pong clone, which sounds terrible.
That sounds yeah.
And
bad.
Arch Rivals in 1989, which I've never even seen before. Is that any good? Or?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It has that combat mechanic to it that NBA Jam has. So it kind of inspires NBA Jam for 4 years later.
So Midway kind of takes the best parts of Arch Rivals and amps it up for NBA Jam and...
Exactly.
I think that's one of the best things about NBA Jam is that it is kind of over the top. It's not like a simulation, like, you know, 2K or whatever, 2K20 or something. It's like an arcade version of a sports game, of a basketball game.
It's cartoonish.
Right, yeah.
Very cartoonish.
So Jam is, as we all know, a 2-on-2 basketball game featuring licensed NBA teams and players. Midway also used real digitized likenesses for all the players. A huge component of the game is the overly exaggerated nature of the play. NBA players jump ridiculously high and have these crazy slam dunks that are just impossible in real life. But
yeah.
It's not real life. It's a video game, so
yeah,
do whatever
so
you want.
It doesn't matter.
The game has no fouls, which is great. That's the
best
only,
part.
Right.
The best part.
Absolutely.
That's the
As
only
90s
way to play.
Basketball should.
And one, what does that even mean?
That's the only way to play any sports game is you turn the penalties off.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like whenever I play an NHL game, you just turn all the penalties off and throw people over the ice.
Deck
people.
Yeah, yeah, talking about NHL, I mean, no modern NHL game is good if you have the penalties on.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
You gotta just
They're
be absolutely
terrible.
Wrecking people. Yeah.
And then you go to the settings, you go to fighting frequency, and you turn it
and you put it all the way up.
Often.
You turn offsides off because that's stupid.
Now, please.
And then you pull your goalie all the time.
Yep.
You don't need to worry about
right,
that.
And
much.
You just play 6-on-6 for 40 minutes. Anyway, that's hockey, the greatest sport in the world. But that's a different story for another time. We should do a hockey video games podcast because there's some pretty good ones.
Yep.
So I can play as my Hartford Whalers. Let's go Whalers, baby.
Let's go Whalers.
Let's go Seals.
Okay. I'm sure there's a team in Canada called the Seals.
No, it was a
California Golden
Seals. Oh, the California Golden Seals. Yes, of course.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I'm more of a Whalers guy. But the players can shove or elbow their opponents out of the way, of course. You know, there's full checking in basketball, as everybody knows. If the player makes 3 shots in a row, then they acquire a fire mode, which means they get unlimited turbo and more precise shots until the opponent scores a shot. So, NBA Jam classic. Who's the...
Shaq,
of course.
No.
Shaq
is in the arcade version.
He
so
is? He?
Shaq's in the arcade version.
Yeah, I was playing
against
Zach.
But now the arcade
Zach.
Version, oh, the right. arcade version released in 93 consists of the NBA team rosters from the 92-93 season.
No Michael Jordan.
Notably missing is Michael Jordan.
No
because
licensing.
Midway could not secure a license to use his likeness because Jordan owns those rights and not the NBA. So they secured everyone else's likeness because apparently the NBA owns all those likenesses once you sign a contract with them.
Yeah. It's like the Prince situation.
Exactly. Yeah. Same thing. Prince
doesn't own his name.
Midway handed over the project to lead designer and programmer Mark Turmel, who decided on the digitized graphics that Chris was just talking about from previous Midway games and blended that with Arch Rivals, as we talked about, for the gameplay. Midway got a license from NBA for all the team rosters, except Jordan, obviously. And what's kind of funny is that they only had to pay, Midway only had to pay the NBA $100 in royalties for each arcade cabinet sold.
That's a deal.
That's a deal.
This game probably made that in a day.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that's literally a steal, you know.
And that was it? That wasn't, like, yearly or monthly or anything?
I'm not really sure. The NBA didn't really, initially, they reacted negatively to the game because of the branding circumstances with it. But Midway went in and, of course, kind of gave them this kind of false pitch that said the game would include all these other types of things like different camera angles, tips from coaches, instant replays, first-person views on certain things. So they kind of pitched them a completely, entirely different game that was more simulator-like so that the NBA would be like, oh, yeah, we'll sign off on this. Right. And then they obviously, we got what we got. We got NBA Jam, no fouls, you know, rough and tumble, and just this very, I don't know who said it, but very cartoonish type of game, you know?
What was our favorite teams from NBA Jam?
Because
I love the Rockets.
Mark Turmel's favorite team, actually, and this was like this little bit of a suspicion, and I can remember this growing up playing the game. There's Mark Turmel's favorite team apparently is the Detroit Pistons. No. So if you played as the Detroit Pistons or as the Chicago Bulls against the Pistons, the Bulls would always be – the Bulls were programmed, if they were playing the Pistons, by Turmel in the game to lose on last-second shots.
Are you
to
serious?
Miss last-second shots. Because he hated the Bulls so much. And he was such a Pistons fan.
That's hilarious.
Right? The Bulls dynasty, whatever.
Wow. Yeah.
Jordan says, you can't use me. So you're playing with, you know, maybe you're playing with Pippen and Grant at the time, who were still, you know, very powerful, you know, players in the game. But if you went, if you were playing the Pistons as the Bulls, you always missed the last second shot.
Wow.
Because he programmed it that way. So, that's I mean, amazing. Maybe my favorite team on NBA Jam, I'm not even really sure what it might be.
Utah was really good, too.
Utah was great.
Yeah, Karl Malone and...
Stockton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Which one is Shaq on?
He's on the Orlando Magic at that time.
Mm. I know nothing about basketball.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I only just recently got into basketball, like last year. Yeah. So I don't know any of the... I like the popular player names, of course, but...
Well, you got to know Shaq.
They're associated teams.
You know Shaq, of course.
Who's that? I know Shaq Fu. Okay.
Right. A great game. Another great game on the Genesis.
The Knicks were good, too. They had Patrick Ewing and
Charles. Yeah, I was just going to say. They had Ewing.
The good old days.
So in the year it's released through that summer, April 93 through summer of October, through the summer into October of 93, Replay Magazine, which we've mentioned before in this podcast, it's the top grossing arcade game of the summer of 1993. The game's U.S. revenue, apparently, in 93 exceeded the $300 million. It exceeded the domestic box office gross of Jurassic Park that year.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Which is
That's pretty cool.
Ridiculous.
That's the original Jurassic Park, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the first one.
Wow.
An average
arcade cabinet at that time, NBA Jam, was making $2,400 to $2,500 a week. And I think that was maybe a 50-cent play, if I recall.
Probably.
Well,
there were also two players. Was it 50 cents a person?
It's actually four players.
Oh, right.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it's
right.
A big jumbo cabinet, right? So.
Was it 25 cents a person or?
I think it was 50 cents a person.
Yeah.
I want to say it was.
Okay.
I want to say by that time, you know, Dragon's Lair had come and gone. That was the first 50 Cent game, as we've discussed before. Mm-hmm. But I think by that time in the early 90s, I think every arcade game being put out was 50 cents a play to kind of start. Maybe it was 25 cents to continue.
And with four players. You're just four players. In the cash.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that $100 a cab to the NBA doesn't sound too bad when you're making $2,500 a week.
The arcade cabinet grossed over $1 billion worldwide in its first 12 months. Billion.
Not bad.
Not bad. That's insane for that time. It says here, as of 2012, we kind of like to have these numbers. It says that the arcade game, so Midway had sold over 20,000 cabinets, and by 2012, the lifetime revenue was on the arcade game was $2 billion on the arcade cabinet. Not the console stuff.
Yeah,
not all the console stuff afterwards. I came literally within a year, there was the first console version, which we'll get to, but that's just the cabinets.
I'm trying to figure out how many that is per cabinet on average.
I have no idea.
200,000 per cabinet?
Probably, yeah.
Somewhere around?
I mean, I pumped hundreds of dollars into that game when it first came out.
Can you do math better?
How many cabs was it?
20,000 cabinets.
$2 billion.
$2 billion. Divide $2 billion by 20,000, and then we'll have the average.
It's okay, no pressure.
We just ate lunch.
You can calculate on your phone.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's a great
200 million, right?
Should it be?
No.
Maybe. Mm-mm. I don't know. My guess is 200,000. But
so
no, it's not 200 million. Yeah, I'm shot. Good God.
Another one of the things, or you know, I guess
71,000.
71,000 71,000 a cabinet?
Yeah. It was two billion, you said?
2 billion divided by 20,000.
Yeah. Oh, by 20,000. 71K.
So $70,000 per cabinet. And it only cost the arcade owner, I mean, maybe that cabinet being a four player cabinet, maybe that cabinet was coming into the arcade at $3,000 instead of the average $2,500. So
yeah, they're making about $6,000 a month.
That's ridiculous.
Nope.
It's not bad.
So they paid off in the first 2 weeks, and then they're already they're doubling their money in 4 weeks.
Well, it helps because it's such a good four-player game.
Yeah,
it is. So I doubt many of those had very many one-player plays. So you're figuring each time someone's playing it, they're putting in like $2.
Yeah.
To play. So
plus it's limited play.
Right.
You only get I mean, the game is programmed to end at a certain point. Yeah. So you know it has to end. It's not like you can just play on a quarter for hours and hours on end. Mm-hmm. Right. You know.
So another, you know, famous or infamous thing about the game is how we opened this with Boom Shakalaka, right? So that's the announcer, the voiceover announcer, Tim Kitzrow. That's his voice we hear in the game, in gameplay. Now, interesting thing about that is our friend George Portugal, who's been on this podcast, was at a convention recently where he met Tim Kitzrow, and he knows my love of that game. So he got a marquee of NBA Jam signed by Tim Kitzrow for me. So now I have that at home in my collection, so I got to figure out creating a light box for it and backlight it. And
what does it say on it? It's
the NBA Jam marquee, and he just signed it.
Just signed it straight
up. Yeah,
that's so sick.
So the word Boom Shakalaka apparently has its roots in the 1969 song I Want to Take You Higher by Sly and the Family Stone. Later on then covered by various other artists, but Tina Turner also sang the word as Boom Shakalaka Laka. And then again, kind of where we get Boom Shakalaka in NBA Jam is they kind of derive it from Bill Murray's comedy Stripes, where they're kind of marching along with Bill Murray. I don't know if I can play it. I don't know if we're going to get sued, but you guys might.
I don't think so.
So that's kind of like where it kind of starts to gain popularity in, like, I guess, the English language. And then, of course, it becomes boom shakalaka in NBA Jam. Mm. When the player,
when you break the back,
has this great backboard breaking dunk. So that's kind of an interesting thing about the dialogue that's happening in the game. But the gameplay, I find the gameplay to be nothing short of perfect. Really, as far as the basketball game goes, it's really nothing short of perfect. At that time, like we said, it's a four-player cabinet. So literally, it's pretty much, it's close to being one of the first, but it is definitely one of those introductory couch co-op games, right? Mm-hmm. In the arcade, where there's four people, four of us can play this at once. Now, our cabinet has been up and down for several years. Interesting thing about our cabinet is, I think it came to us as some sort of stupid VR golf game years ago.
Yeah.
I picked it up. And then when I started pulling it apart, I saw down in the middle of the cabinet, when I peered down the cabinet, when I pulled out the control panel, I saw down there was a Midway sticker. So I was like, okay. Again, we like to kind of put cabinets back to what they came, what they came off the factory as. We kind of like doing that. It's kind of like this, I always call it this arcade archaeology, like finding the history of that particular cabinet. So then when I flipped over the control panel, I saw the buttonholes for other things for the other game, which whatever it was. And then obviously somebody had completely destroyed and molested this cabinet by cutting this giant gaping freaking hole in the middle of the cabinet to put the goddamn trackball for the stupid golf game, right? So,
hey, well, with the trackball slander.
Listen, I took off the goddamn trackball because it's a piece of crap.
The control panel was covered in this green paper,
right? Green sticky paper, 3M paper. And when I peeled that off, I started seeing that brown of the hard court, that was on the control panel originally. And when I peeled it off, I was like, oh my God, this is an NBA Jam. I have to do this.
What have you done? Like Indiana Jones blowing the.
Right, exactly. Exactly. So I was like, all right, I got to make this NBA Jam. So, it took several months to do that. And then as soon as we got it up and running, I think me and George and maybe me and Zach played it once. And then the monitor blew out.
Yep.
And then put another monitor in it, blew out again. It's a medium resolution monitor, I believe.
We had it running for a little while because because me and Zach played it, and then it was running for one of our 80s nights.
It was one of my friends' last 80s night,
August of last year.
Yes, it
crapped out very soon.
Right after that, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
So the monitor.
That's when we got it working.
The monitor is the same type of monitor that you might see in like Mortal Kombat or something for this medium resolution for the graphics. So they are kind of hard to work on. I kept having to. I kept having problems with.
The transformers kept blowing.
Right? Yeah, in those. People who listen to this podcast are not going to really know what I'm talking about. But there was in the early '90s, there was a company that put out monitors for these types of games, and they had all these transformers on them. It was a company called Cortec, and they are not reliable. They fail a lot. And it was from a company called Sharper Image. And
it might just be Sharp.
It might be just Sharp Image. Yeah. But you literally can't find the cap kits for these monitors at all. They're nowhere to be found. And I tracked down a guy, apparently, and he lives out in Vegas. And he is one of the last dudes around who actually worked for that company. And he was actually a monitor guy for that company. So I emailed him and he said, yeah, man, you just mail them. You literally just mail the chassis to me. I'll repair them for you whenever you get the chance to. Mail them to me. I'll repair them for you. And then I'll send them back to you with a bill, whatever. So we still have to do that. That's if I choose to put a Cortec monitor back in there, which I really don't want to do. But they're these nice 27 or 29 inch monitors, so they're huge, so they fill, you know.
They look great too.
They look great. Like when they're running, they look they look gorgeous. So we have to kind of get ours up and running again as soon as possible because I really miss playing this game. Number one. Number two, it is, you know, one of the best games ever made.
It's
so
also, it's a really popular one for when people come in.
It's an extremely popular one.
They gravitate towards that one.
Yeah.
It's still not my favorite best.
They followed up with, in the arcade it's at least, they followed up with NBA Jam Tournament Edition, which is basically just basically kind of like a board swap.
Right.
You would keep your NBA Jam cabinet. You wouldn't buy another one. Mm. And you would swap it out and then just put, I think just the artwork that changed was it just said NBA Jam and then like Tournament Edition underneath it. You just slap that stuff on there.
I'm gonna interrupt you
here
because
please.
Zach said that NBA Jam is not his favorite basketball game. So please, what is it?
Showtime.
Showtime. Okay.
By far, right. Showtime. Okay. For me, it's not even close. I love both, but Showtime will always.
The NBA and NBC one.
Which we do. We do have. Which
the other arcade one? Really?
Showtime will always be my favorite.
Really?
The roster is fantastic, and I love the dribbling aspect of it too. The dribbling's way better.
And which Zach desperately wants to take home if he can find.
I mean,
find
it's
places
God.
In places.
Look, I'm not going to
have like a 10-foot duo cab. That's NBA so Blitz bad. And or sorry,
NFL
Showtime
Blitz.
NBA and NFL Blitz.
Oh, yeah, it's so yeah. Good. It's in our. It's giant. we have a giant showcase cabinet for that, which has got a pedestal, the whole nine.
Makes me want to cry.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, I agree with you. That's a great game, and
the roster too.
I mean, you got the Raptors with McGrady and Carter.
Tracy McGrady.
I mean,
you got Vince Carter. You have AI Allen Iverson. You got Kobe Bryant. The whole entire roster is just
off
the wall.
You can do Shaq and Kobe.
It's insane.
I wonder if there's
just destroy people.
If there's a way to, I'm sure there's been mods done for like NBA Jam or Showtime to incorporate like later players.
Oh, like roster.
Well, yeah, the great thing,
because really you just got to incorporate the sprites, right?
The great thing,
basically play the same.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So somebody did mod NBA Jam later on in the years, and they modded it to put Jordan in there, and just made him like super powerful because he's
the
goat. So
shooting threes in turbo mode.
An interesting thing though about Showtime, and I don't think this went on with NBA Jam, but with Showtime. You guys just talked about was the board set had a spot for a thumb drive to get clicked into, whatever else like that. So the arcade owner could call their maintenance guy, and their maintenance guy could come in once every few months.
Update rosters?
And update. Dude, this was one of the first arcade games to do it. You could update the roster to reflect trades.
Oh.
And reflect
really cool.
year to year. You could just, what you were doing, you were just uploading the content.
Right.
Because.
And then it would just
NBA
switch
because, leaves. Right, because Showtime is a board set, soundboard, and like a Microsoft Windows hard drive.
Okay. So it's just changing out the hard drive.
Right. Yeah. I mean, essentially you're just changing out the jerseys.
Team names
and jerseys. Like on the sprites of each character.
Yeah. Yeah.
Swapping them, deleting the original one, and then rolling with it. I mean, it's not really that difficult. But I guess I did see that Tournament Edition did have updated rosters as well.
Yeah. Now, speaking of rosters, okay, the greatest basketball player of all time is not Michael Jordan.
Steph
of course,
Curry.
Included in NBA Jam, which is Bill Clinton.
Right, so we're gonna get to we're gonna get to that right now.
So speaking of,
is he in the game?
Under ports?
Oh, hell yeah,
no ports.
Oh, yeah.
So home consoles, home consoles started kind of pushing out.
George Washington.
March 4th, 1994, as Jam Day, NBA Jam Day, because they started releasing right. So many of the home versions had lots of different secret characters. Home versions of Jam Tournament Edition, you could use Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Al Gore.
Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah, well, no, not Monica
not
Lewinsky.
Included.
But
she was in the stands.
That's a DLC.
NBA Acclaim, NBA Extreme in 96. I think you had Marv Albert doing the commentary instead.
Mm.
So you had all these different secret hidden people in NBA Jam that then you could use, like Chris was saying.
Can we get gameplay of this? This is interesting.
Yeah, let me see.
NBA
let
Jam, pull Bill this Clinton. Up.
I think they also had like different courts, like if you did the proper code. You know, you'd have... Oh, wait, but that's not NBA Jam. I'm sorry. Once again, I'm talking about Showtime.
Never mind. Never mind. Sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure you can't do that in NBA Jam. Yeah.
Let me see if I can get this up here. So there's a little video here. We're going to do it real quick. NBA Jam series, which means every game released under the NBA Jam title. And this is kind of all of the... secret characters
Pistol Pete Maravich, I would
that came out
mind.
So you can see, so these guys are game developers, so no. Carlton, Goski, DeVita,
yeah, no one wants to
all these guys
nerds.
Okay. No one wants to see the nerds. There's nope. More nerds. That's Mark Turmel right there. So he's the developer, lead developer, so he puts himself
Detroit
in the game.
Pistons fan.
More nerds apparently.
Jesus, give me a break.
Still more nerds.
Oh, wait, what the hell is that?
Yeah, who is the El Valicious guy?
So you can play as the Grim Reaper.
Oh, that Grim Reaper. Oh, my God. Who's that guy in the hood?
I don't know. Well, you can play as Eugene Jarvis.
Kato.
Congo, which was a gorilla. Let's see.
All of these guys look like serial killers.
So you can play as the Mortal Kombat characters. You can play as Raiden, Reptile, Scorpion, which was... kind of cool when you think
that
about
cool.
it.
A guy named Ribbit
on the home versions, and here's Tournament Edition.
Charles Barkley.
I'm not sure what. I guess that could be All Stars.
All right, Kenny.
I don't know what this version is. This is Frank Thomas.
Frank
John
Thomas.
Frank Thomas. John Elway. Newt Gingrich. Marv Albert.
John Elway.
Oh my God, Marv Albert's so young.
Look at Newt Gingrich.
I don't know who the hell these guys are.
Shamrock.
okay.
What the hell?
I guess different
face?
Various
emojis?
Different happy faces emojis that you could play as.
They were ahead of their time.
Yeah. If only I mean, there's a lot.
Where's Bill Clinton?
You got to get all the rappers in here from the 90s, man.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I gotta see.
I wanna play Snoop.
I'm pretty sure they do have a decent amount of rappers.
I wanna play Snoop. That's my dream.
Let me show you
what
Bill Clinton NBA Jam?
Yeah, please.
Well, yeah, I know it's in the tournament edition.
It is in
what people listen
tournament.
Yeah, that's what we're here
edition.
For.
Clinton's versus
or,
the Bulls.
Or Bill Clinton.
The top one. The top one should be good.
No, Clinton versus the Bulls. Let's
Bill versus Bull.
Yeah, it's
Bill
actually Bill and Hillary.
Bill and Hillary versus the Chicago Bulls.
That picture
we
Hillary
all know who's
going to
win.
Like,
right?
Yep.
Satanistic.
It's scary to actually see her young.
It's just scary to see her in general.
This is true.
It is.
She kind of sucks at shooting threes, though.
Dude, Bill
hit Bill the windmill.
Bill Clinton's with windmill jam.
They're in turbo right now.
Yeah,
right.
They are.
Oh,
oh my God. Oh, wait, that went in. That went in.
Pippen and Armstrong.
Scotty
versus
so,
and Hillary.
Scotty
NBA,
too hotty.
NBA Jam was a 2v2.
Mm. Yep.
Okay.
So when it was ported, I believe the SNES version could be 2v2 with a multi-tap.
With an add-on,
multi-tap. I don't know if the Genesis version was at all. But again, going back to hockey, I believe there was a game called Hit the Ice or Open Ice, which was kind
of
like the same.
It was like their version.
The same
of
their version of NBA Jam in a sense.
Was that an arcade cab?
Yeah, it was.
How hard is that one to come across?
Not that hard. I mean. Might be able to do board swaps.
That would make Christopher very happy because I played that game,
you know?
Once and it was very good.
What would?
What was it called again? It was like break.
Hit the ice.
Oh, hit the ice. Yeah,
oh,
hit the ice. It's basically the NBA Jam version of hockey.
Yeah, I think I've heard of it.
Yeah
I think me and Chris got to get on that.
Yeah,
I played it only once and it was very good.
Whalers versus Golden Seals. Let's go.
Hell yeah. Throwing the fucking Nordiques there.
Sure.
So
oh, sure.
it gets released on basically it gets released on almost every single console. If you see
now
here, Game Gear, Genesis, and SNES.
Did they release on the Genesis? They had those weird four-player carts. Have you ever seen those? The J carts, they're called. I know Micro Machines came on one. I doubt this game ever did, but it was a cartridge with two controller ports in it.
No. Okay. No. This game is a standard regular cartridge. Yep.
Probably on two-player.
It was released for Game Boy, Sega CD as well in 94. I think the Sega CD version actually did pretty well. I want to just
because the Sega CD is a great console.
No, it's not.
Stop it.
It's really not, dude.
I will not hear this heresy.
So,
how many NBA Jams came out in from like, when did this release, the first one?
93.
From 93 to whenever they ended, how many titles did they release, NBA Jam?
To when they ended?
Yeah. Or I guess a better question is how many console titles they released, like ports. Ports and sequential titles. Because I'm curious if they went, I don't know much about the NBA Jam lineage.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm curious, did they go the route of, like, Madden? Because it would make sense for them to update rosters every year and then sell it as a new game, right?
You know, I don't think they did, but I know there was one released as late as PlayStation 3. So I'm going to check it now. Okay. But this is the gameplay.
No, it was a new one.
It was a newer one.
New updated roster.
I just wanted to show you guys the gameplay footage of the Sega CD. So it does look
pretty good,
very, very clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
It does look very, very, you know, arcade.
It doesn't have the usual mud
right.
that Sega CD games tend to have.
So basically, I want to see. This only has. Oh, wait a second. Okay, so Acclaim used the name on NBA Jam Extreme in 1996. In 95, there's a College Jam. Okay, here we go. So as late as 2010, for the new version of NBA Jam is on the Wii.
The Wii? I played that one on PS3.
Which was later ported to what I said, mm-hmm. PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. So they probably had, I would say, maybe 4 to 5 different versions of it, Sean, I want to say.
Yeah, but
I mean,
but,
I could be wrong.
But, like, it wasn't a year-to-year or every couple years.
No,
like,
no, it wasn't.
Redesign.
It wasn't. It wasn't. And I want to see if the 2010 one was a complete redesign or not.
I wonder, well, NBA Jam was which production company?
Midway.
I guarantee you they did not go the route of Madden because they just did not have the budget for it.
Well, yeah,
because probably. budget was what, EA, right?
Yeah.
Or Madden was EA.
Yeah.
Oh, no. The new NBA Jam is EA.
Well, mm-hmm. it is now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or it probably the newer ones became NBA, but I'm became
the
EA.
Licensing from them.
But I'm the reason why they probably didn't go the Madden route of like releasing a new game every year with new rosters. Mm-hmm. Was because they just couldn't afford probably to program a new game.
And it would be a big risk at that time.
Especially. Yeah, it would have been a big risk, especially if they like.
So this is NBA Jam. Mm-hmm. Let's show you guys footage of NBA Jam on the PS3.
Kobe Bryant scores 43 points.
So
you know, once again, a big thing with me at least.
Oh, I've seen this
with
before.
NBA games
yeah,
and
right?
sport games. It's the rosters.
It looks like it plays well with those.
Fantastic roster. He had so many different teams you'd want to play with.
Those character faces are
look at this right now with the Lakers versus Chicago. You got Carl Boozer. You have Derrick Rose versus Paul Gasol and Kobe Bryant. Like that's insane.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
I'm not sure if I'm sold on these faces though.
No, these are creepy.
I kind of agree with Sean. They're a little bit creepy.
They have kind of like
because it's cartoonish.
Really?
It keeps it kind of
no,
like
that
a
ain't
little,
cartoonish.
It's not cartoonish. That's just like they took
that's
a photo still of him and they slapped
this
it on the.
This is what 2010, right?
Yes.
This is 2010.
2010.
Derrick Rose was around in 2010.
Yeah, there's like
this is prime time.
He is old.
Rose.
2022. So this is 12 years into his career.
Yeah.
I want to say that the iOS version of the NBA Jam is the exact same look, but the heads are like 3 times the size.
Nice.
And we could adjust the settings too, I believe.
Yeah.
And even in the game, you can make the heads massive. Yeah.
But with the heads massive, it surprisingly looks less uncanny.
Yeah,
and I guess that was considered also.
That's probably why I don't notice it, because whenever I played it, I did big heads and it made it comical. Because when they go for the dunk, the mouths open, the eyes open, like it's kind of funny.
This NBA Jam on Fire Edition So I guess this is the same as the Wii edition.
Oh, there's Curry in there.
So
now you got the big head, see?
But now you can play, but you can play as anybody now. So now they got Curry,
okay,
and
so
now they got Mullen.
This is what I was asking about before.
So I guess, yeah, you're right. They're updating rosters.
And now look at this here, because now you have the Heat with LeBron James and Dwayne Wade.
So this is on iOS?
Oh, man.
What is this?
This is...
On Fire
this
edition?
Is the Wii. This is the On Fire edition. So this is the Wii, Xbox, whatever. I believe...
So good.
I don't know. Is this the PS3 version? Let me see.
That's weird because when was Curry's rookie year? He wasn't really a big name until, what, like 2014, 2015?
He was a rookie. I don't think he got out into the NBA hot the way, you know, like
I want to say that his first big year was like 20. I could be maybe it's earlier, 2013 maybe.
Yeah, I was gonna say around like 2012. That was gonna be my
2014
guess, so
maybe.
Sure.
Which is interesting because the Xbox One, PlayStation 4 release was 2014. Yeah,
so
2013, early 2014. So I'm curious.
So this game is released in 2011 to.
Weird.
PlayStation Network and Xbox Live.
So
would that have been Xbox 360 and PS3?
Yeah, it definitely would have been.
So
I'm just curious because I wonder if maybe they were. This means then if they're taking like, because they've got Curry and who's next to Curry? Who's that?
Chris Mullen.
Oh, Chris Mullen.
Yeah. Chris Mullen's long retired.
No. Yeah, I know. And then obviously I still have James in a Heat uniform.
I haven't heard of Chris Mullen.
But yeah, I guess with Curry there, it's just. Maybe I could be dating myself. I'm not sure. But it's just weird to see him as like one of the top options.
Oh, yeah. And now you also got the mascots in this one.
Right. You can play as the mascots in NBA Jam on Fire.
This could be like a backdated with current roster, though, or like including current players that are better now. I don't know.
I'm trying to tell where these mascots are from. Where is the gorilla from? Could we catch an eye on the jersey?
The Suns. Phoenix Suns.
So the Phoenix Suns mascot's a gorilla?
You saw a gorilla. I straight up just saw like a medieval time executioner.
That's fair.
Like that's what I saw.
The only reason
I was like,
why
is
it gorilla is because it says gorilla. I wasn't
reading.
Oh my God, Steph Curry's first year was 2009.
Yeah,
oh,
dude.
Wow, yeah.
So you're talking a game that's released.
Yeah, but he wasn't averaging. His first three seasons.
Oh, now look at this, though.
He wasn't averaging over 20 points until 2012. So that's why I'm, like, kind of interested then. I wonder if they took, if in the video that we're watching now, they've taken more recent stats from where, I guess this was posted in, what, 2021? So I wonder if they modded it to include, like, more recent stats or more recent, like, high-profile players and then put those into the game. Because I guarantee possible. You, they're not. You can't choose from full rosters in NBA Jam, right? Can you?
Maybe, because now you.
Yeah.
Not.
I think you could.
It's probably just
yes
like the top like
no.
six to eight players
top,
or so.
Yeah, at most.
Yeah.
So it's the top like maybe six tops, usually like top four players of
right.
the team
that's,
per.
That's
team
what I would imagine. Otherwise, they've got to spend all the money on sprites on players that no one wants to play.
Kyrie now on the Cavaliers at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
With. I believe that's Mark Price.
It is Mark Price, yeah.
So was he playing in 2011?
2011? Still? Yeah. Because in 2011, this was before LeBron got traded to the Cavs again. Or he went back to the Cavs, I should say. So 2011, he was still with the Heat.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Price, he retired in 97.
Oh my God!
So it's a
never
throwback.
Mind.
Yeah.
Never mind.
That's what I'm saying. They might this for this particular game
they
that we're watching this
the
PS3,
franchises.
They might just it might be like an All-Stars version.
Yeah.
Where they update recent players.
Yeah.
And they take like Hall of Famers.
Well, they did have just right. Derrick Rose playing with Dennis Rodman.
Well, that's what I was yeah. like. That's yeah. a little. That's interesting.
That's right. Price.
It's easier to do the All-Stars. Jordan. I understand the All-Stars thing because that's like, those are statistics and sprites you can just pull from previous games. To help you like create characters in that day and age, it's more surprising for me to see present day high profile basketball players used in an older game,
mm-hmm.
which I think is cool.
I think it's awesome.
I think it would be cool if they could do that sprites for like 1993 NBA Jam.
Yeah,
I might have to buy
if there's a mod for that.
I might have
that
to buy a hard
sick,
copy of this for my old PS3. because it looks cool.
It's interesting. I just don't like the faces. It. They creep me out.
And then there's another game that played a lot like it, Jam, which was it may have been in the NBA Jam family, which was NBA Hang Time.
Is this like a PlayStation 2 pretty release similar. Here, or just back to the arcade?
I am going to look that up for you right now.
That looks like a console to me.
Right? That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like
no, it was an arcade game.
It was?
Really? Yep, 96.
It's pretty smooth it was, for an arcade.
It was part of the NBA Jam series. So it was the third installment of the NBA Jam series. So NBA Jam, NBA Jam Term Edition, NBA Hang Time.
Home versions were released for the Nintendo, 64, PlayStation, Super, Nintendo, and Genesis.
And the GameCom. It was a great console.
Chris. Never played the GameCom.
You shouldn't. It's awful.
So here is NBA Hang Time on the N64. Again,
it's so fast.
But again, it's also
this is on the N64.
The 64 is very blocky, dude.
Why are the heads so huge?
This
I think that was
it was like meant to be that way.
Yes,
I don't think it's that bad. The heads are that big. I think the heads are that like they appear worse now because everyone's moving so quickly.
Yeah,
everything just feels very clustered. The court feels very small.
Yeah.
This apparently is on PC. This version of the game is on PC.
Oh, I like this play better, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, this looks a lot better.
That was a smooth shot. Didn't go in.
You know what it is? The motion is way more fluid, I think, because it's not sped up.
I'm going to look up. So, let's do arcade version. Let's show us.
NBA Hang Time Arcade?
Yeah. So let's show us this version of it graphically.
This is 96, right?
96. So again, with digitized sprites, see the digitized crowd as well.
But now
the graphics are nice, but it's just too fast.
When was Showtime? Because this was 96.
Yeah, that's a. Yeah,
I want to compare this to Showtime now.
Showtime. I feel like Showtime's earlier than.
No.
Showtime's no. It's a little bit after. It might be like 99.
You think so?
Yeah. Because with the roster that they have,
why do I feel like Showtime 99. Was 99 was like 16-bit or something?
NBA Showtime, NBA on NBC.
Yeah, NBA and NBC. That's right. Oh my god.
That's what the full title was. Unfortunately. Version 2.0, which means there was an update made to this game at some point in time.
Put it in full screen for me, Shames.
Yeah, hold on, buddy.
Kobe, Shaq.
Kobe and Shaq. Versus the Rockets.
I'm a little sad I don't see no Tracy and Vince Carter action, but it's okay. Oh, this is so good. And even the camera angles.
Yeah, you know what? The camera angles are really good.
Doesn't feel clustered. It still has the
It's not like a static camera angle. It adjusts.
Yeah, it stays kind of centered, but then it moves left and right.
Mm-hmm. It pans.
Yeah, it pans. That's what I was looking for, yeah.
It strafes and pans.
It's nice.
Yeah. It's on a double axis.
There's no way it's Kobe. It has to be Shaq.
That was Shaq.
Yeah, I was going to say he's juiced to the gills.
The only thing is I think it's too close to the court. If it was backed up a little bit, it would be a little better.
But yeah.
Because you can see the bottom of the court.
Yeah, if you could see like the bench on the end on the bottom side of the screen, then that would be kind of cool.
This is my go-to game in the arcade.
I don't know, Seamus.
See?
This looks pretty solid compared to NBA Jam. I haven't played a whole lot of Showtime, so.
Dude, Showtime
is a solid game. I'm not,
the physics are just.
I love it.
What it is that, you play NBA Jam. NBA Jam came out in what, 93?
93.
This
93.
So this is 99?
This came out in 99.
All right, so is there an equivalent? Is there an equivalent NBA Jam around 99, 2000 that you can find? Do they have a version? What's the closest version to this, even if it's a later version? Like a 2001 to 2003.
Oh, that would have been.
I'm telling you, me personally.
Hang Time is 96. We said. You're saying
the closest title to
Sean. Well, me personally, I played the NBA Jam that came out on the PS3. I still think Showtime's better, and Showtime came out in 99.
I'm gonna be honest,
the physics of the game.
Yeah, the physics and the camera angles really make it.
But you barely. I don't even think they showed you the dribbling in it. You could like cross people up. It's so satisfying.
Okay, so what were we saying?
NBA Jam.
So NBA Jam 99 is released in 98.
Nintendo
NBA Jam
64, there you go.
2000 is released for the N64. So let's
look
just
up,
see.
Look up 2000 for the N64.
NBA Jam 99 or NBA Jam 2000.
Okay, let's not. Comparing it to the N64, are you kidding me?
Why?
Yeah, but, comparing the arcade version to the N64?
I mean,
of course it's going to look like garbage.
Yeah.
The N64 right. was a calculator.
So it was a calculator.
What was
it? And this is
so NBA Jam 99.
This looks awful.
Was NBA Jam 99 in an arcade?
Oh my God,
dude,
how fast is that?
Really
this
bad.
Looks sped up. I
see,
it's
this
on
looks
turbo,
like something I would have played when I was younger and hated it.
Yeah.
So.
All right, so show the 99 one. 99? In the arcade.
Yeah, 99 arcade.
This is only
NBA Jam 99 arcade.
That's a fair point, Chris.
I don't know.
Oh, arcade mode.
So is arcade mode.
Wait, go back to the wiki.
So,
it's all the way to the left, I think.
Yeah.
Different page, I believe. Okay, here. 99 was released on 64 and Game Boy Color.
Yo, pull up the Game Boy Color version. Let's see how that compares.
Is there only option to be
yo,
NBA
there's 2001
Extreme.
On the GBC, too. Pull
so let's look at the NBA Jam.
No, it wouldn't be worth it. That's NBA. It would be NBA Jam. It would be NBA Jam Extreme would be your closest one that can compare, and that's from 96.
This is NBA Jam 99 on the N64, so this is probably going to look like absolute trash. Let's wait and see.
Yep, this is the same thing.
Yeah,
that's
pretty bad.
This looks awful.
Look at Sean Kemp. Was not. Why is he standing like that?
I don't know, but can we get to the game?
They can't even stand a straight line. Everyone's dyslexic.
Oh, well. They're not standing straight, too.
Okay, so NBA Jam 99, they've got a full team. They've got a full 5-on-5.
Way too much going on right now.
It's too much going on. It's got to be 2-on-2. I agree with Jake.
What do you guys think of that, though? If we're
how much, like, look at us.
Can you imagine a full team NBA Jam? If they just expanded the court, made it wider, and put the entire team in?
A 5v5 cabinet?
Dude.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
5 sets of joysticks?
That's just like a LAN
party. 2 on either side?
Well, you could probably fit.
That would be pretty cool.
A fifth joystick, and then what you would do is it would be dual screen because you put it on the back.
Yeah, yeah,
that would be insane.
Put it on the back.
We gotta make one of those.
You have two of them next to each other, lands together. You have two of them next to each other.
I mean,
are there any five? You probably can't even have that many analog inputs, right?
Is a well.
Uh-oh.
What's the
Konami? Konami proved us wrong when they put out.
Is that
the,
Kevin Garnett? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
When they put out the six-player X-Men.
Which is
but that's
six-player
X-Men. Right. We're talking 10 players here.
No.
There aren't that many player inputs. Probably,
you'd have to run it
right?
on like two
Carl
boards.
Malone?
Two boards.
That's what I'm saying. If you run
two boards
of them
communicating with each other
and land them together, that would work.
True.
The Kimbe Mutombo.
You could run it off one board.
Big man goal.
True.
Sorry.
Okay.
It's the
which
Kimbe
I don't
Mutombo.
Know if that would work with NBA Jam because NBA Jam doesn't have a hard drive, right? NBA Showtime does. NBA Jam is a JAMA harness board.
Right. The only feasible way to do it is to get like two Xboxes, land them together, throw them in the cabinet, and then instead of using wireless controllers, you just wire up. Fucking
although that you couldn't even do because the 360.
I mean, I gotta say the Showtime is a very smooth running game, and that's because it's running off a hard drive.
Yeah,
Showtime is beautiful.
Now those always took a dump years later. So when we went to put ours back together a few years ago, I want to say it was actually. What was it? It was February of COVID year, so February of 2020, before the pandemic hit. We brought ours out of storage and put it back together, whatever like that, and the first thing that went was the monitor. So we had Andrew come over and do the monitor over, and it was like beautiful, gorgeous. Then a week of us having it out, then the hard drive just burned out. Mm-hmm. So instead of finding another hard drive from, you know, that year, and what people do is they just put it on a flash card.
Yeah.
Right? Whatever version they have on a flash card. Mm-hmm. And so that's what our arcade cabinet, NFL Blitz and NBA Showtime, plays off of is a flash card. So we just bypass the hard drive, the soundboard, everything. We bypass all that, and we plug that directly in. And then you'll notice on our showtime, mm-hmm. Zach, if you notice, that the load time is horrendously long because it's coming off a flash drive.
Yeah, on startup, it's brutal.
It's awful to the point where when people are playing it, just regular people, who don't, not us, they're like, oh, it's broken because it's just, it's frozen, it's stuck.
Yeah. We should put a better card in it then.
You know?
You know,
faster
thing. Could possibly,
you know, or even get a newer hard drive.
Yeah,
put a new hard drive in.
What I tend to do is because you know here in the arcade when we have sessions being going on, so we have like the session going for an hour and a half, and then you have the little half hour break in between. I would go up to Showtime, I would start a match, and I would just turn around and walk away, and I'll play like Nibbler for like a minute or two, and come back and be like, all
right,
good.
Yeah, because Nibbler was right behind you.
It's right there.
Yeah.
And how big was the hard drive on Showtime? Like, what is it?
Standard Microsoft Windows hard drive.
No,
right?
Like size, like storage size.
Oh, I don't. I could look that up, actually.
Okay. I'm just curious. 512 megabytes.
I mean, even still, like, the thing with those hard drives, too, is isn't necessarily like storage capacity, it's also like reading speed.
Well, that's what
I'm
saying.
And the reading speed on those hard drives are probably fucking so slow.
Right.
Like compared to nowadays?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. If we have the data file.
Like 20 megs a second or something? Then
if we have the data file, just burn it to a new hard drive.
Right.
Slap a new hard
drive. Realistically, that's what we should do, and it should still work.
Yeah, and it'll load in 10 seconds.
That's the standard hard drive because I pulled this out of it. So
that old quantum fireball.
Can you even see that? Yeah.
Quantum
fireball.
I can't read
that. We should try to do that, actually.
I mean,
that's a good idea.
Or just dump it on a really high end SD card or something.
Could do that too.
Like a video one, like a
and then just integrate it.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that's what the issue with NBA Showtime was. Well, also consider there's two games on that too. It's Blitz and
that's
Showtime.
That's true.
Dude, yeah, that's the point that I wanted to bring up too. It's like, Showtime's my favorite basketball game. I think it's better than NBA Jam, but that's not even taken into consideration the fact that it's not just Showtime. It has NFL Blitz
it's a
along
duo,
with
baby.
Showtime. Oh, my God.
Oh, we can spend a whole nother episode on just
Jesus
football arcade.
It's got, it's got Blitz 2000 Gold, I believe.
Oh, it's so good.
Which is so really good. That's a great game, too.
Brilliant.
So what we did is we use something like this now. No,
see.
Sorry. That's Game Boy Color. Anyway, our drive.
Is it a ROM cartridge, then?
I forget what it is. I'll have to open it up.
You can just burn it to a flash drive.
I'll have to open it up
and
see.
And that'd be faster,
but I think it's just flashed.
Oh, yeah, that.
I think it's this. See that?
Yeah. And it's on like a compact flash card or something.
Yes, that's what we use now.
Those are slow as anything.
That's what we use now. So this looks like an updated, the picture I just had there looks like an updated hard drive for it. But dude, this is like the entire board set right here. So see where the hard drive is here in the photo?
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then that's the rest of the board set.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's
so it took all this to run that game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Now I just have it on a flash card and whatever, man. If it takes a long time to load, that sucks, but
it's just a flash card.
Kind of it is what it is, and then I don't have to worry about burning a hard drive or burning a sound card or burning out anything else because everything's all on the one thing, you know? I would like to get NBA Jam. I think I have NBA Jam on SNES, but I would like to
Let's
get
look it up. What does that look like?
I would like to get that multi-tap thing, and I would like us all to try and play it.
I mean, NBA Jam on the SNES is great. I mean, I play that, dude. I play that shit
compared
almost
to the arcade,
every day.
Though?
Dude, if you want me to be honest, it plays the exact same.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I prefer it.
Cool. I didn't think it would.
Okay. This is four-player NBA Jam SNES. So,
I mean, it's not horrible.
It's not horrible,
but
you guys also got to realize
it's
a SNES, dude.
It looks better than Nintendo 64.
It's SNES.
I can get behind that. The game,
I think it
the
does.
The physics.
It feels more balanced.
Bro, with the exception of a handful of games, in my opinion, the damn Atari Jaguar looks better than N64.
Yeah.
There's just a handful of games.
N64 heresy.
Not stretching it a bit.
And the Jaguar is trash.
See, here's my thing.
The only person who likes Jaguar in this entire room is Chris because he's a freaking op.
Well,
I've never got to play it.
So. You've never played a Jaguar?
No, I've
never played
a game.
Do
you're
we
not
have
missing
a
nothing.
Jaguar shit?
We do.
I sold our Jaguar a long time ago. And I regret it ever since because it is kind of one of those.
With all the accompanying six games that it.
The only six good ones on the console?
Okay. No, I sold it with.
The only six games on the console?
Wolfenstein.
No, I sold it with Wolfenstein, Aliens, and that Cybermorph game. That
only games worth playing.
Cybermorph is not worth playing.
Well, no, Wolfenstein is.
Alien vs. Predator, Wolfenstein.
Wolfenstein ran
Tempest
pretty well.
Tempest 2000.
We had that's that. A good one on I got rid of that separately because that's a great game.
That's a good game.
But yeah, I would like four of us to play this on SNES.
Oh, we'd have a great time. I'll bring my copy.
I think you just need a multi-class. Like
I have it. We just gotta find.
How about we just get our arcade machine working?
I was gonna say that I also liked for the four
we could do that too. Yeah.
We could just do that.
We want four to play.
The screen
we got
is so nice.
Yeah.
Well, I have to get a proper monitor for it, though.
But then when you replace the monitor, it looked even better. So I don't know what the hell happened.
So myself and George were kind of chatting and whatever, and we have a 25-inch monitor that works beautifully and perfectly, whatever. And he's like, well, we should just put that into Jam. But I think Jam came with a 27 and 29-inch monitor. So we're going to have to fill in the gaps, you know, around it with a shroud, whatever. Yeah. And I'm just like,
it's gonna take away from it.
I feel like it's gonna take away from it.
Because when you first reassembled it, it looked brilliant. Because remember,
it did, didn't it?
Remember when we first? Because
yeah,
it did
look
really
pretty. The
monitor before the most recent one you had, and it kind of looked kind of like shoddy a little bit. But then you replaced the monitor, you got a new one, and it looked phenomenal. Yeah. And it only worked for like a week.
I know. Now those damn Cortec monitors. That when they look good, look great.
You can't just recap them with like more modern caps or anything like
no,
that?
No, because it's the cap kit. You can't, nobody puts out the cap kit for that specific
Cortex. No, I know, but
Cortex
can't you just find the ones that match and just buy them from wherever?
No,
they
because
won't fit perfectly.
It's
no, because they used different transformers on the boards, on the board set that's in that freaking monitor.
Okay.
And you can't find them.
All right, so we're going to wrap this episode up. Stay tuned for our episode on hockey games in the arcade and in the home. That's coming next.
And
NFL, I guess, has
Blackjack
to come.
Blackjack on the Atari.
And our review, full playthrough of Blackjack on the Atari 2600.
We're
coming soon.
We're not doing that.
Coming soon.